Yeshaya Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Vav, a really great pasuk. Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori Pislevan Avram Nata, based on Gemara in Gemara Shabbos. V'haya Emunas Itecha, and it will be the perpetuation of your times, or certainty abounds that yours are the times, depending on which translation you go with. So either it's going to perpetuate, it's going to go on forever, or the certainty that time is yours, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chosen Yeshuos Chachmas Vada'as. The strength of your salvations, Yeshuos, is wisdom and understanding, or understanding and deeper understanding. Yiras Hashem Hi Otsaro, the fear of God, awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is his treasure. So the perpetuation of Jewish salvation throughout Golos is all dependent upon the fact that we have Yiras Hashem, even in Golos, because the final Geula is dependent upon this. But Reish Lakish in the Gemara Shabbos has a really interesting take on what this pasuk means, and he says that the number six, which are the six phrases used in this pasuk, Emunas Itecha, 1 and 2, Chosen Yeshuos, 3 and 4, Chachmas Vada'as, 5 and 6, are Keneged, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which of course is a big number, the number 6, in organizing our learning. Reish Lakish says that the first word, Emunas, faith, is Zerayim, because anybody who plants agricultural crops has to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he plants his seeds. Itecha, your times, that's Seder Moed, festivals which come at specific times throughout the year. Chosen, strength, is the order of Nashim. And I don't know exactly in what sense he means that idea of strength, strength in resisting temptation, or strength that women display. We know that the women of the Midbar were exceedingly strong in their Emunah and saved Klal Yisrael, so that could be the meaning of strength. Yeshua, salvations, is the order of Nezikin, as we save people who are being pursued by a Rodef, and we save people whose property is being pursued by people who are suing them. Chochma, the idea of wisdom, of knowledge, that's Kadshim. And Da'as, deeper knowledge, that would be Taharos, which is very difficult to master. And Reish Lakish concludes on Shabbos Lamed Aleph, the idea that Yiras Hashem is the treasure, because even if you study and master everything in Shas, it's Yiras Hashem that really matters. If your learning brings you to Yiras Hashem, that's something significant. But if you learn just as another academic subject and it's just another chap that you've managed to master, that is not the same as learning with Yiras Hashem, with abiding faith. So a beautiful thought from Reish Lakish. And then a second section in the Perek, Pasuk Zayin, Hen Elem Tsa'aku Chutza. Their messengers, or the angels, cry in the outskirts. Malache Shalom Mar Yiv Kayun. Heralds of peace are crying bitterly. Ches Noshamu Mesilos. The highways are desolate. Shavas Over Orach. Passerby have ceased to travel. Hefer Bris Moas Arim. They have broken the treaty and loathed and made disgusting the cities. If you see cities today in America, you certainly see plenty of that. The stories lately that are coming out of Chicago of gangs of young people, teenagers, 20-somethings, roaming and committing random violence and death against people and nobody doing anything about it. When you, pardon my politics, when you defund the police, they're nowhere to be found when you need them because you defunded them. Lo chashav enosh. They didn't think about humanity. So we may be living very much in this time that Yeshaya is describing right now. So the messengers of Sancheriv are panicking. They went from Judean city to city, are now screaming instead of bringing good news. The Judean outskirts have been destroyed. So this is pre-Sancheriv's fall, that Klal Yisrael and Yehuda are falling to pieces. Ashur betrayed us. They didn't even treat us like human beings. Well, or you could see this as Ashur screaming out when their decline and fall comes, as inevitably happens to every empire. So there's strife, Rabbi Hirsch says, throughout the human realm. The angels' effort to bring peace to mankind was in vain. So the Er Elim, the angels of peace, despair at the thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shunning humanity, because we deserve to be shunned, but nevertheless. And so the destruction narrative continues, Pasuk Tes, Oval Umlala Aretz. The land has been destroyed and laid waste. Hechbir Levanon Kamal. The Lebanon has been shamed and fell. Hoya Hasharon Ka'arava. The rose of Sharon, the Sharon, has become a desert. The Noer Boshan V'Carmel. And the Boshan and the Carmel have been shaken. So everything is falling to pieces. All the fertile land is becoming a desert. The fields have lost their fruit. So in this portrayal, Yeshaya is begging Hashem, spare Yerushalayim, because Sancheriv is laying waste to all of Yehuda. Therefore, Pasuk Yud, Ata Akun Yomar Hashem. Now I shall rise, Hashem says. Ata Eromam, Ata Enase. Now I will be exalted, now I will be elevated. After the nations bring destruction upon the Jewish people, whether it's Ashur, whether it's Babel, whether it's Rome, whether it's a punishment that we deserved or far in excess of what we deserved, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he is going to rise and mete out judgment, and he is going to take care of what needs taking care of. And we'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's narrative of that upcoming.